This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of February 18th, 2018. Adam Rippon and Gus Kenworthy, the only two out gay male athletes from the United States competing in the Winter Olympics this year, will not be among those U.S. team athletes who travel to the White House for the traditional celebration following the Games. Rippon, who's not been shy about his criticism of Vice President Mike Pence for his anti-LGBTQ views, reiterated to the Daily Mail that he has no desire to make the trip and added the news that he would be doing something positive instead. He said that would probably take the shape of an event to highlight the fight for gay rights and against homophobia. Rippon criticized the choice of Pence to lead the U.S. delegation at the opening games and said he would not meet him afterwards, as is customary. During the Olympic Games, Rippon not only stepped up to the podium to become a medal-winning Olympian, but he also stepped up to the civil rights stage as a visible LGBT activist. Gus Kenworthy, who won a silver medal in 2014, told The Advocate when asked about a trip to the White House, quote, "I was so incredibly honored to do that when Barack was president, but I have no interest in going now," end quote. And here in the U.S., while the Trump administration chips away at transgender rights on the federal level, states are going after them with multiple ballot initiatives nationwide, with pending bills in Alaska, Massachusetts, Montana, Iowa, South Dakota, and Kentucky. The first three are proposing voter initiatives, while the last three rely on legislators for their approval, but all seek to restrict restroom and locker room access based on a person's birth sex rather than their gender identity. In Alaska and Massachusetts, protections for transgender people and restroom access based on gender identity are already in place, but the voter initiative seeks to remove the existing protections, in essence rolling back rights. Sarah Kate Ellis, president and CEO of GLAAD, said, quote, "Transgender people are part of our workplaces and neighborhoods, and they need to be able to access public spaces just like everyone else." The anti-transgender ballot initiatives showing up across the country are rooted in the insidious goal of blocking the rights of transgender people to exist in public spaces, and they must be exposed and defeated, end quote. And in California, a bakery owner can continue to refuse to make wedding cakes for same-sex couples because it violates her Christian beliefs. The decision came after a lawyer for Tastries Bakery in Bakersfield argued that owner Kathy Miller's right to free speech and free expression of religion trumps the argument that she violated a state anti-discrimination law. Kern County Superior Court Judge Dave Lamp agreed, saying in his ruling that Miller was being asked to make a cake for an event and that the act of creating it was protected artistic expression. Miller said, quote, "I'm very happy to serve everything for my cases to anybody, but I cannot be part of a celebration that goes against my Lord and Savior." The decision comes as the U.S. Supreme Court prepares to rule in a high-profile case out of Colorado involving a baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.